Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
You can't count on much these days.
No way, Jim! This is incredible!
But you can always count on Sundays with the NFL on CBS and Paramount+.
Here we go! This time for real!
Watch your local NFL game live every Sunday, starting with a classic Week 1 NFC North rivalry between the Lions and the Packers. Visit ParamountPlus.com/NFL to get started today and count on Sundays with the NFL on CBS and Paramount+.
I'm no tech genius, but I knew if I wanted my business to crush it, I needed a website now. Thankfully, Bluehost made it easy. I customized, optimized, and monetized everything exactly how I wanted with AI. In minutes, my site was up. I couldn't believe it. The search engine tools even helped me get more site visitors. Whatever your passion project is, you can set it up with Bluehost. With their 30-day money-back guarantee, what have you got to lose? Head to Bluehost.com to start now.
Bunch of conspiracy theories about the Charlie Kirk assassination online, but those are just conspiracies online. Whoa, jaw-dropping headline yesterday. From the UK Daily Mail, FBI says three Charlie Kirk conspiracy theories involving text messages, hand signals, and a second shooter could be true. FBI says three Charlie Kirk conspiracy theories involving text messages, hand signals, and a second shooter could be true. Jaw-dropping post from Kash Patel, head of the FBI. They're also investigating who was coming and going from Tyler Robinson's apartment. Good, because something's wrong there. There's too many people knew about this. Too many people posting online oddly specific things, including one transgender individual who recorded a rap song called Charlie Kirk Dead at 31 a month before the shooting. He was from Utah area, transgender man. Something doesn't add up here. Then we find the, as I documented last week, thread of pedophilia that runs through the sites that Tyler Robinson and his lover frequented. The fact that Tyler Robinson was following two content creators who draw pedophilia. You can get away with it, by the way, because it's art. If it's not actual pictures or even AI, if it's cartoon art, you can draw it all day long. And that was the kind of porn he subscribed to, but it was cartoon. But it was underage kids. I told you that. I told you last week. I said, look, there's a huge pedophile undertone to this trans community, to the porn they were watching, but also to the groups they were in. And who shows up? 71-year-old man claiming, oh, I shot him, distracts the cops. Everyone thinks that's him, lets the real shooter get away. That guy ends up being a pedophile. Who has the presence of mind to do that? What was he doing there on campus anyway? He's 71. You'd see something so shocking as anyone getting shot, and you have the presence of mind to try to distract the cops to help the shooter get away? How do you know it's one shooter? What? And then they go through his phone. He's a pedophile. But there's something stinks here. Now, over the weekend, Kash Patel, head of the FBI, did debunk one of the conspiracy theories, and it had to do with a plane that took off, turned off its transponder, went over the area that Charlie was in, then came back in. To the airport, turned it back on. A lot of people think somebody could have jumped out of that, you know, parachuted. The FBI has debunked that one. There's nothing to that one. But the others, agents are also examining, UK Daily Mail reports about the FBI, peculiar hand gestures made by spectators in the crowd, along with stilted text messages Robinson exchanged with his lover that raised alarms over their odd, awkward wording. Yeah, it very much looks like he was doing this so that his lover would not end up in prison for not having foreknowledge. They're looking into it. Patel added they would also look into the hand gestures observed as potential signals near Charlie at the time of his assassination and visitors to the alleged shooter's residence, Tyler Robinson, in the hours and days leading up to September 10th. He would not take that off the table. Again, the headline, FBI says three Charlie Kirk conspiracy theories involving text messages, hand signals, and a second shooter could be true. There's other people involved here. Clearly, even if they are only lunatics in some chat rooms, people in the transgender community knew. You could see it from the from the post. There's something big here that is going on. Why would anyone want to kill Charlie Kirk? We're going to deep dive into that today. Now, look at this. Charlie Kirk was a big threat. His organization was one of 92 that the FBI had under investigation. 30 devices they're listening to. I bet you Charlie's was one of them. Why was the FBI looking at this guy, looking at a way they can get charges in these groups? Because people don't understand what Charlie Kirk did. They think, well, he went to some campuses and talked to some kids. No, it was so much more than that. You can make a good argument that, and I have been for a year now, that Charlie Kirk, without Charlie Kirk in Elon Musk, Donald Trump isn't president.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
You can't count on much these days.
No way, Jim! This is incredible!
But you can always count on Sundays with the NFL on CBS and Paramount+.
Here we go! This time for real!
Watch your local NFL game live every Sunday, starting with a classic Week 1 NFC North rivalry between the Lions and the Packers. Visit ParamountPlus.com/NFL to get started today and count on Sundays with the NFL on CBS and Paramount+.
I'm no tech genius, but I knew if I wanted my business to crush it, I needed a website now. Thankfully, Bluehost made it easy. I customized, optimized, and monetized everything exactly how I wanted with AI. In minutes, my site was up. I couldn't believe it. The search engine tools even helped me get more site visitors. Whatever your passion project is, you can set it up with Bluehost. With their 30-day money-back guarantee, what have you got to lose? Head to Bluehost.com to start now.
And that's because of the voter registration and ballot chasing organizations they built. Do you realize Turning Point USA? Let's just look at this from a Democrat perspective for a second. Turning Point USA, $96 million a year operation. Did you know that? A year. What do they spend a lot of that on? Vote chasing. Voter registration in the swing states and vote chasing. According to the TPUSA website, how many votes did they deliver? They registered these kids, mainly young people, but they were also registering off college campus too. A lot of people don't realize that. Just a lot of the video is from college campus, but a lot of what they did is not that. They went on college campuses, but they also did off campus, registering young people to vote as Republicans. Folks, in my entire lifetime, Republicans have never once led registration, except for one brief couple week period after 9/11. In January of last year, look at this from a Democrat tactical perspective. January of last year, number one by registration in America, Democrats. Number two, unaffiliated. Number three, Republican. By the time Elon Musk spent $200 million and completely technologically rebuilt not just registration of voters, but ballot chasing in 6 months, absolutely revolutionized politics. I mean, it's pure. He would be considered a genius tactically. Just for doing that, never mind everything he's done with Tesla. Rebuild it in 6 months. By November, Republicans were number one in registration. Democrats, number three, and unaffiliated is number two. They flipped the script. For years, Ronna Romney McDaniel, who I think was working for the Democrats when she was head of RNC, that's why she got an offer from MSNBC as soon as she left. She was going to trash us. She hated us the whole time. She spent more money on flower arrangements than updating the voter files. Charlie Kirk saw it. I remember I was part of this debate. Charlie Kirk saw it. I actually got into a clash with Charlie Kirk over it, ironically, where he ended up addressing stuff I was saying on his show. I played all that for you at the time. Addressed me by name and the stuff I was saying. And I was saying the same thing. We don't have a voter registration operation. Well, Charlie Kirk did. They registered 400,000 people to vote across the swing states. That's easily the margin of victory because it comes down. I mean, look, Joe Biden, 20, 30,000, right? And then they did something else. They chased the ballots. In other words, 1,500 volunteers on the ground will go to your door. Hey, you got an absentee ballot. We see you registered Republican here. You're new. You're 21. Hey, why don't I just help you get that ballot in? I have to fill it out. You can fill it out right now. They chased 400,000 ballots, and that didn't even count what Elon Musk did. What was the outcome of this, y'all? I don't think people understand. And once you understand this, you'll understand why we need to take a really deep look and see if anybody else was involved here. Once you understand the impact that Charlie Kirk had, and it's this: highest Republican registration among men, 18 to 29, lowest Democrat registration among men, 18 to 29, you can see the chart on my X feed, in 100 years, going back to 2025. Lowest Democrat registration, highest Republican registration. And it was because of that Donald Trump won the youth vote. Nobody wins the youth vote on our side, but they did. Why? Number one, Elon Musk. Number two, Charlie Kirk. And he was only getting bigger and bigger and bigger and bigger and bigger. And you have, his final rally in Utah, question and answer session, 3,000 people show up. He was the counterculture. That was hip. It was cool. They had to kill him. And folks, they were going to put him in prison if they couldn't kill him. People don't understand who Charlie Kirk really is tactically on the ground. Because folks, understand this, and I said it for a long time, Donald Trump did not have a ground operation, not in 2020 and not in 2024. Elon Musk and Charlie Kirk were the entirety of his ground operation. There was another guy helping out in Pennsylvania who did an amazing job too. A gay activist, obviously, but a hardcore Republican, strangely. But he flipped Pennsylvania red, just driving around in his truck and registering people. There was a good reason to make sure Charlie Kirk was dead and never came back. And I've got the rest of that story coming up.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
You can't count on much these days.
No way, Jim! This is incredible!
But you can always count on Sundays with the NFL on CBS and Paramount+.
Here we go! This time for real!
Watch your local NFL game live every Sunday, starting with a classic Week 1 NFC North rivalry between the Lions and the Packers. Visit ParamountPlus.com/NFL to get started today and count on Sundays with the NFL on CBS and Paramount+.
True North Convenience Stores and Red Bull are an elite matchup. True North offers returning players Red Bull Original and sugar-free. First-round picks like Watermelon, Wild Berries, and the newest rookie, Red Bull Zero. Right now, grab three of your favorite 8-ounce can flavors for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your favorite app store. Rush into True North to score this deal before the clock runs out. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Deborah had to have surgery.
I had hip surgery in November of 2024.
Her United Healthcare nurse, Crystal, checked on her.
We do a routine call after surgery, and I could tell that she was struggling.
Deborah needed help.
My infection markers were through the roof.
And Crystal knew what to do.
I called the hospital and said she's coming in.
And got Deborah the help she needed.
Crystal and United Healthcare saved my life.
Hear more stories like Deborah's at UHC.com. Benefits, features, and/or devices vary by plan area. Limitation and exclusions apply.
FanDuel's getting you ready for the NFL season with an offer you won't want to miss. New customers can bet just $5 and get $300 in bonus bets if you win. That's right, pick a bet $5, and if it wins, you'll unlock $300 in bonus bets to use all across the app. You can build parlays, bet player props, ride the live lines, whatever your style, FanDuel has you covered. The NFL season's almost here. The only question is, are you ready to play? Visit FanDuel.com/sportsfan to download the FanDuel app today and get started.
Must be 21 plus and present in Ohio. First online real money wager only. $5 first deposit required. A bonus issued as non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire 7 days after receipt. Restrictions apply. See terms at sportsbook.fanduel.com. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER.